For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scathing new details released during day three of the federal fraud trial of former Jacksonville City Council members Katrina Brown and Reggie Brown. Both Democrats are accused of conspiring to get money for services that were never performed. Christy Turner's following this case every day in federal court downtown Jacksonville as our in-depth team coverage continues.
The government claims the Browns, who are unrelated, doctored a dozen checks totaling more than $255,000. The federal government argues Katrina steered the money through Reggie's two sham businesses. In court Wednesday, two witnesses also testified for the government, claiming they never did any work for Katrina's family's barbecue sauce business, but still got paid. Vander and Gant told the jury he cashed two checks at the request of Katrina in 2013 for more than $7,500 for furniture he never provided. He says he got a $500 payout, describing the deal as a pay-for-play, and at the end of the day, it was wrong. Gant testified he cashed the check so Katrina could help him get his business certified. Tommy Hogan also testified that in 2013, he cashed three checks for $6,000 as a favor for Katrina and kept $1,000. He says he never worked a day at the warehouse, despite invoices claiming he was an employee. At first, Hogan admitted he lied to federal agents and told them he did work, but eventually came clean. During Katrina's cross-examination, she asked Hogan why he changed his story. He responded he shouldn't have been put in that position in the first place and went on to say he knew cashing the checks was wrong. I asked Katrina about the witness testimonies as she left the courthouse, but she had no comment. I'm CBS 47 Fox 30 Action News Jax reporter Christy Turner for News 104.5 WOKV.
It's Thursday, so this is likely spilling into next week. As a reminder, as it's a federal case, no recording devices are allowed, so there won't be real-time play-by-play. Both former city council members face the potential of many years in prison if ultimately convicted. We'll have updates for you each day at 6:40 on Jacksonville's Morning News.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.